Questions 26 to 30. Look at the questions. Now, you'll hear the first talk. Listen to a woman introducing a meeting.
Thank you for coming to this meeting, first of all. It's a good turnout and just goes to show that people do still care about their community. I organized this meeting after I realized that my individual efforts were going nowhere, and only a group of people would have a voice loud enough to be heard. The state governments announced the decision to sell off all non-essential urban park space in order to cover budget shortfalls. And our own Lansbury Park is on the list. If we let them go ahead, we're going to regret it forever. That park is the center of this community, in my opinion, and if it goes, the community does too. I'm sure I don't have to remind you that there is nowhere else within a mile of us that is suitable for bringing our children to, walking the dog, or just going for a stroll. What makes it non-essential, in the authorities' opinion, is the area of open ground in front of the river. It goes by many names, but the local one is most descriptive. The waste. It's a waste ground, full of old appliances and glass. Not to mention the fact that it's quite dangerous after dark, due to the presence of gang members from across the river. I grew up in this neighborhood, though I was born elsewhere. I played in that park, brought my kids to that park, and now my grandkids. There's no corner of it I don't know and love, and I refuse to let it be called non-essential. It's beyond me. How can something a community needs to keep calling itself a community be anything other than essential?
Now, you'll hear the first talk again.
Listen to a woman introducing a meeting.
Thank you for coming to this meeting, first of all. It's a good turnout and just goes to show that people do still care about their community. I organized this meeting after I realized that my individual efforts were going nowhere, and only a group of people would have a voice loud enough to be heard. The state governments announced the decision to sell off all non-essential urban park space in order to cover budget shortfalls. And our own Lansbury Park is on the list. If we let them go ahead, we're going to regret it forever. That park is the center of this community, in my opinion, and if it goes, the community does too.
I'm sure I don't have to remind you that there is nowhere else within a mile of us that is suitable for bringing our children to, walking the dog, or just going for a stroll.
What makes it non-essential, in the authorities' opinion, is the area of open ground in front of the river.
It goes by many names, but the local one is most descriptive.
The waste. It's a waste ground, full of old appliances and glass. Not to mention the fact that it's quite dangerous after dark, due to the presence of gang members from across the river. I grew up in this neighborhood, though I was born elsewhere. I played in that park, brought my kids to that park, and now my grandkids. There's no corner of it I don't know and love, and I refuse to let it be called non-essential. It's beyond me. How can something a community needs to keep calling itself a community be anything other than essential?
Question 26.
Who is listening to the speaker?
Question 27.
What is the purpose of the meeting?
Question 28.
Why does local government want to sell Lansbury Park?
Question 29.
What is true about the waste?
Question 30. What does the woman mean when she says,
"It's beyond me"?